I'm Chris Lawrence with the DNR Wildlife Resources Report. You know, the trapping season in West Virginia gets started on the first Saturday in November. Today on the show, a visit with the DNR's fur-bearing biologist Rich Rogers about prospects for the coming year. More on that in a moment. Rich Rogers of the DNR tells us trapping for those hoping to make a few bucks is going to be a tough one again in 2019 and 20.
Fur prices still look like they're going to be down. There might be one or two items that, you know, that might jump and spike about sale time in the spring, but we don't know that. Trying to predict that is like trying to win in Las Vegas half the time. So we don't know that. But you know, the harvests of all the fur bears have been down for a number of years now.
But for those who do it for the sheer enjoyment of being in the outdoors and getting involved in the activity of trapping, there are plenty of targets.
Mast has an effect in that there's a delayed effect on predators in particular, because as the prey species that are reliant on mast, increase and decrease in a given year due to mast conditions, mast production, a year following that, it shows an impact on the predator populations. So there's a little bit of a delayed effect. So last year there was some mast. This year there's some mast. So densities of most predators are probably going to be pretty good.
Species in particular include bobcats, with recent studies showing they have healthy numbers, but not enough to warrant raising the bag limit.
Bobcats, we have quite a few bobcats in the state. But really, based on the two studies that have been done so far, and we have a current one underway, that's adding even more credibility to everything we're doing. We have enough bobcats to support the harvest we are currently experiencing. I would not be too confident in increasing the bag limit at this point. So unless this later study shows something different, we're going to stick with our current harvest regime.
And that's three per year. Other popular critters like coons, beavers, coyotes, and fox have good numbers as well. Rogers says it's always hard to know, though, for certain.
That's the problem with most of the fur bears, really, except for stuff like coons, you know, species like coons or beaver, where you see them regularly out in the daytime or in your trash, in the case of coons and possums. The canines in particular and the felines, they're there, and that makes it, you know, the fact that you don't see them and they don't leave much sign unless you really know what you're looking for makes it very difficult to manage them.
I'm Chris Lawrence with the DNR Wildlife Resources Report.